The City Council tackled a two-page list of additions and changes to next year's city budget proposal, but Mayor Al Dwyer said the loss of secure rural school funding would throw the entire budget into question.
Personally, I think you'd have to look over this whole thing again and revisit every single item, because we're almost $1 million in the hole here before we even start. And how can we possibly make judgment on, pass judgment on this list of suggestions when we have to revise the whole thing?
In recent years, the legislation has brought around $900,000 a year in school funding to Petersburg, along with another $67,000 for road work. The House voted down a bill reauthorizing the program last week. There's still some hope for a one-year extension that passed the Senate in late May as part of an emergency supplemental appropriations bill. That legislation still needs approval by the House and also faces a presidential veto threat. Brad Gilman, Petersburg's lobbyist in the nation's capital, said he did not think there would be the votes in Congress to override a presidential veto. And he emailed to the city manager that Petersburg should not expect the federal funding this year. Councillor Melinda Hofstad agreed that the city will have to make some changes in the upcoming year's budget.
You know, what the mayor said is exactly what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to go back in this budget, and it's going to have to look pretty different. I mean, we're forward funded for this year for the schools, and I just asked the mayor about, you know, we did go with a higher figure for the schools. It's too late to go back and take a couple hundred thousand out of the schools, which would be the prudent thing to do now, but we missed the deadline. And, you know, that's too bad, because they could save a little for next year. But we're going to have to go back through the whole budget.
The city had planned on using about $711,000 of the federal money to make up part of the local $1.8 million contribution to the local school district. Without this year's payment from D.C., that money will come from a reserve built up from prior year's payments. But that move will wipe out that reserve for next year. City Manager Rich Underkoffler said the council had a year to come up with solutions.
And you have the cash to handle the school this year with only about $23,000 hit off unrestricted cash in the general fund. So we have a year to work our way through this, because your predecessors, fortunately, did forward fund this. So
if we...
You have a year to work your way through this.
If we go through this...
The sky is not falling, Mayor. You're right.
Oh, it sure feels like it.
And Councillor John Haverlick pointed out that city council members had anticipated the possibility of losing the money.
This was always something out there that we knew was out there. And I don't think we should stop work just because, you know, it didn't come the way we wanted to. I'd like to move forward on making these budget decisions. And the school is going to, next year, have to make some drastic reductions, which, you know, everybody in the nation had to do.
Council members Monday agreed to remove the $967,000 in anticipated revenue from the city's draft budget for the upcoming year. For decades, Petersburg received the federal money under what was commonly called the Timber Receipts Program. That provided funding from logging and other commercial revenue generated off of national forest land. In 2000, Congress changed that program to provide federal payments that were not coupled to declining logging revenue. Secure Rural Schools funding expired in 2006, but received a one-year extension. Under the program, the government paid out $389 million to counties and communities in 41 states this past year. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.